I would suppose the way I would describe that is fatigue. Eventually, you become despondent, because, as we've discussed, there are essentially two religions in the world. There is grace, the gospel, Christianity, and all others, and that's the law. And people, as I was trying to work my way to heaven, or to the place of safety, or to the kingdom through keeping the law. And you never can. You never can fully keep the law. And that's what Paul found himself, the situation he found himself in Romans 7. Oh, what a wretched man I am. I do those things I don't want to do. I found myself doing that, wanting to be, and I'm an extremely self-disciplined individual. I can accomplish most anything, but I can't keep the law of God. And so here I am at the end of the day in the quiet of my bedroom or my office, and I shut the door and I say, despite all this exterior bravado, I failed. I need a Savior, and the law is not it.
An extraordinary story, out of the shadows, finding God's truth in a world of deception, by my in-studio guest, Tom Slapaka, a good friend and someone who is determined to make a difference while there is yet time. His book available through the Christian Research Institute. When you log onto the World Wide Web at equip.org, or when you pick up the phone and dial 888-7000-CRI, and talk to one of our resource consultants. Again, that number is 888-7000-CRI. And the website, equip.org, Out of the Shadows. Again, an extraordinary, very honest book. This is not a book that tries to whitewash or somehow or other create a veneer. It's basically telling the truth as it is. It is showing people with their warts, moles, and wrinkles, acknowledging that you have your own.
Absolutely.
And basically, it's a story of a journey that we're all on, a journey first to come to Christ, and then as Christians to become reproducing disciple makers that make a difference for time and for eternity.
Absolutely. And that's what I want to do. And I think every Christian, when they're rooted in the faith, when they understand and they've received the gift of God in Jesus Christ, you can't want to do anything else but to share that in your own way with your family and your friends.
You're an incredible encouragement to so many people, certainly to me. And I pray that God will use your life in a continuing, powerful way as you minister and as God continues to use the years that so often we think the locusts have eaten. You have understood probably better than most that nothing is a function of chance or accident, and that the years you spent in a cult are not for naught. The beautiful thing is God can use them today
to
impact people.
I understand. I do understand. It's one thing to have never been in a cult and try to understand what it's like, the struggles that one goes through in a cult, and the struggles that one must face when one comes out of a cult. I understand, and I can empathize, and I have seen through Jesus Christ a way of healing.
One of the stories that touched me so much was the story Joseph Takacsi Jr. told me about having Christmas for the first time. What was Christmas for you like the very first time as a Christian?
Well, remember, I grew up as a Southern Baptist, so I kept Christmas as a child. And all those 30 years in the Worldwide Church of God, I have to say, I missed it. I missed Christmas. And so when I began to celebrate Christmas again, it was secretly, furtively. In fact, we didn't even have a Christmas tree. We had a fern, and we called it the Christmas fern. And we decorated a little fern on our coffee table and put a couple little gifts around it. And that was sort of our foray once again into celebrating Christmas. Now today, you know, I have a 7.5-foot tree fully decorated. The house is decorated, lights, the whole thing. I'm reconnected to the church. And I thank the Lord that I am.
Tom Slapaka, he is a blessing in so many different ways, and his book, Out of the Shadows, will be a blessing to you. Finding God's Truth in a World of Deception. It is a book that will equip you to be a better witness, to understand what goes on when someone is impacted by a cult, and how you can be involved in not repelling that person, but reaching that person so that that person can come to faith in Christ, become a reproducing disciple maker, and so that the kingdom of God can be extended, can grow, and ultimately we look forward together to the time when God's kingdom extends from sea to shining sea. Do remember, this is listener-supported radio. We need people to stand with us prayerfully and financially. You can join the Bible Answer Man support team when you pick up the phone, dial 888-7000-CRI, or when you log into the World Wide Web at equip.org. You know, the story of the Worldwide Church of God was told in gripping fashion by Joseph Tkach Jr. in the Christian Research Journal, which is also available when you dial 800, the number 2, and the letters of the word journal, 800-2, the letters of the word journal. A one-year subscription is $24, a two-year subscription, $43. Call or write, but get the Christian Research Journal.
Thanks for joining us for the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Today's conversation with Thomas Lapaca gives only the highlights of his remarkable journey from darkness and deception to the reality of Jesus Christ in his life. Find out more in Out of the Shadows, available from the Christian Research Institute. Call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. The Bible Answer Man will continue right after this. It has all the trappings of Orthodox Christianity, a statement of faith that appears legitimate, and a hope in the eternal. Yet a deeper look reveals a snare of spiritual fraud and mind control. Out of the Shadows by Thomas Lapaca is the autobiographical story of one man's slide into the abyss of deceptions, false prophecy, spiritual abuse, and subversion of the gospel. But Lapaca experienced a miraculous transformation as the Worldwide Church of God owned up to its theological errors, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, he began a journey from the shadows of legalism into the full light of God's grace in Jesus Christ. Let the light of truth shine in your own life or in the life of someone you know. Order Out of the Shadows, available from CRI right now. Call 888-7000-CRI, 888-7000-CRI, or go to our website, www.equip.org.
This is perhaps the most exhilarating product I've ever had in my hands.
What resource is Hank referring to? Master storyteller Max McLean has painstakingly crafted narrations of the entire Bible on audio. The result of 3 years' work, both Old and New Testament, are available on either 66 CDs or 48 cassettes. Here you have the entire Bible available to listen to wherever you are. Now it's easier than ever to hide God's Word in your heart. Just listen to Max McLean read the Holy Bible.
Now I know that you fear God, because you have not withheld from me your Son, your only Son.
Max McLean transports you to the times of Noah, Moses, Daniel, David, Jesus, and the Apostle Paul. Order the Holy Bible, narrated by Max McLean today. Call CRI at 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI.
By you and your example, you're one of the heroes of my faith.
We really appreciate your ministry. Thank you.
I appreciate your teaching that you present.
Every day, the Bible Answer Man broadcast is touching the lives of people around the world with solid biblical answers from God's Word. That's why your partnership with us is so critical. Become a Bible Answer Man monthly radio support team member. Your commitment to make a monthly gift helps to keep the Bible Answer Man broadcast on the air. As a Bible Answer Man support team member, you maximize the reach and influence of the Bible Answer Man broadcast around the world. As our way of saying thank you, you'll receive a copy of Hank's powerful book, Christianity in Crisis. You'll also receive a free one-year subscription to the Christian Research Journal. Call toll-free 888-7000-CRI today and say you'll become a Bible Answer Man support team member. That's 888-7000-CRI. You can even sign up over the internet at www.equip.org. We're back with more of the conversation with Hank and Thomas Lapaca. To join us on air with your question or comment, call 888-ASK-HANK. That's 888-275-4265. And now, once again, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
And I'm in studio with Thomas Lapaca, a good friend, and now he is the Executive Director for Communications and Public Affairs for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. And, of course, his story is a story of coming out of Armstrongism into the body of Christ. He chronicles that story in a great book, Out of the Shadows, Finding God's Truth in a World of Deception. And, Tom, I remember I did the final commencement at Ambassador University. And I remember going to the campus of the Worldwide Church of God after the transition and addressing some of the staff. And one of the staff members stood up at one point and said, you know, if you would have come here a couple of years ago, we would have stoned you. Now we embrace you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things that you've experienced, the incredible privilege of finding yourself as part of the continuum of church history.
Part of the continuum, part of the family of Christ. You know, one of the things in being a part of the Armstrong movement was this feeling of being exclusive. We were the true Church of God. So if we were the true Church of God, what was Hank Hanegraaff and Lutherans and Baptists and Catholics? Were you were false Christians. Mm. You were deceived. You didn't know the truth. We had to be very careful when we would listen. Well, we wouldn't listen to you, mm, because what could you teach us? Only God's anointed apostle, who claimed to have been taught by Jesus Christ himself through the Word of God in a continuing revelation, only he could teach us the truth. So people like yourself, you would have never had an invitation to speak. We would have avoided you like the plague.
Let me ask you a question with regards to your book. Why write the book? What was your purpose in writing the book?
There were two main motivators. Number one, it was a part of the healing process for myself. It's kind of like a public confession. I had to confess. I had to just lay it all out. I had to take responsibility for my own involvement. I do blame Herbert Armstrong. He obviously carries a share of the blame, but as I say in the book, no one held a gun to my head. I made the choice. I needed to confess that. I needed to repent of that. And I needed to tell my story just for part of my own healing. Secondly, I have had and I still have a great fondness and affinity toward my friends and brethren in the Worldwide Church of God. My story is their story. And I would hope that if they were to read the story, they would say, ah, this is what I've experienced. And maybe there's some steps here that would help me in my own healing process.
This is a book for everyone. And one of the points that you make in this book, which I think so fits the mission of the Christian Research Institute, is the point that you just made. The same will that gets you into a cult has to be the same will that gets you out of that cult.
But it's not only just your will. There is that working of the Holy Spirit. He has to come to you. You know, I read the book. I was a student of the Bible. I'd read the Bible many times over, studied Greek and studied Hebrew. And yet, scriptures that I had read for years, it was like, as Paul said, a veil was over my face. And as Paul said, it's only in coming to Christ, and only the Holy Spirit can bring you to Christ. He brings you to Christ through his word. Then he enables you to make that break.
Thomas Lapaca, Out of the Shadows, Finding God's Truth in a World of Deception, available through the Christian Research Institute. When you dial 888-7000-CRI or log into the World Wide Web at equip.org. Fascinating journey out of cultism to the cross, and then beyond that to become a reproducing disciple maker who is bearing abundant, abiding fruit. Believe it or not, Tom, all kinds of people want to talk to you.
Wonderful.
And so we're going to open the phone lines. By the way, Tom's going to stay with me for an extra hour once we go off the air. So we're going to continue taking calls. So if you're calling in or hanging on and you're fretting about getting through, well, we're going to try to get to you. The number to dial in the U.S. or Canada, 888-ASK-HANK, translates to 888-275-4265. I want to go to the phone lines now, talk to C.J., in Chandler, Arizona. You're on with Thomas Lapaca.
Hi, I'm so excited about this show, and thank you for your book, Mr. Lapaca. One of my family members has been a member of the Worldwide Church of God for years, probably at least 30 years, and I have found it impossible to talk to him about faith, matters of the faith, because of what you said. It's the only church, it's the only way, and he's been sort of like an evangelist trying to push people into his way of believing. So when I heard that the Worldwide Church of God was decultified, for lack of a better word, I was so excited.
That's a pretty good word, actually, CJ.
And I was so excited to talk to him to see, you know, how he had experienced that. And he goes, no, that church is a cult now. I belong to the Philadelphia Church of God. So I wanted to know if you knew anything about the Philadelphia Church of God and how they relate to your experience.
Yes, the Philadelphia Church of God is headed up by a man by the name of Gerald Fleury, who was a pastor in the Worldwide Church of God when Herbert Armstrong was still alive. Gerald Fleury did not make that transition. I believe he was in Oklahoma at the time as a pastor. He founded the Philadelphia Church of God basically on the same teachings as Herbert Armstrong. He adheres to that, and you might say he wears the mantle of Herbert Armstrong and perpetuates the Armstrong doctrine.
Wow. So how do you minister to a person? I mean, I find I can't even talk to this person about matters of the faith at all.
Well, CJ, it took 30 years in my life.
Yeah.
Hmm.
30 years. Sometimes, you know, as we're working with people, we want to see instantaneous change.
Yeah.
I found that it was just helpful to have friends that loved me,
yeah.
friends that would accept me, and then little by little, as a friend, engage me in faith talks.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you, that's an incredible insight, because we have to recognize that it's only the Holy Spirit that changes the heart. We want to be the most effective tool. And so often we want to lead with our lips, and what you're suggesting, Tom, is that you lead with your life and with your love, and that opens the opportunity for communication.
Yes, you earn the right, CJ, to yeah. talk and to witness.
Prayer, yeah, and just not respond when he brings, because he's the one that brings it up. Just not respond.
And CJ, one of the things that's so beautiful about what Tom is communicating, both through his life and testimony verbally on the air, but also in his book, Out of the Shadows, is really the example of how someone is transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit. So it is an object lesson that you get by reading the book.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, CJ.
Hey, CJ, hang on. Let me get Tom to autograph a copy, and we'll send it out to you as my gift.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. God bless you.
Thank you.
I want to go back to the phone lines, talk to Christian in Houston, Texas. You're on with Thomas Lapaca.
Hello, how you doing?
Hi, Christian.
Yes, I am so excited that y'all are having this topic. My heartbeat was just speeding up as I was going down the freeway to hear y'all talk about this subject.
Hmm.
First of all, Hank Hanegraaff, I have all your books, and I thank you. Thank you so much for your show and for covering this issue. Dr. Lapaca, this has been a crossroad for me. I had been a member of the Worldwide Church of God. I grew up in it. When they converted over, we then became members of the Philadelphia Church of God. I'm 30 years old right now. And so to the previous caller, I think the Philadelphia is a little worse because they harp on not God anymore, but more of Armstrongism and what Armstrong did for the church. So to me, it's a little more of a danger zone, and I'm just thankful that we're out of that cult as well. And now I've come to full grace under Jesus Christ, and I'm just so thankful for his bloodshed and covering for my sins. But the issue, and I don't know if you can relate or not, that I still have a problem with, is the guilt that is in the back of your mind that you have been ingrained with and being part of that cult. Am I doing the right thing by eating lobster? Is it still okay for me to go to a movie on a Friday night?
Mm-hmm.
Those
yes.
legalistic issues, and I'm still having trouble with the guilt factor, and I've been a Christian for 3 years now.
Well, I understand that. As I was telling Hank earlier, there are vestiges of that experience that linger on for years. And the way that I have dealt with the guilt, first of all, is confession, confessing my own involvement in error, receiving absolution from God's Word that I am forgiven, and then I let God's Word direct my life. And His Word says, I am forgiven in Christ, regardless of what my conscience says. His Word says, I'm forgiven, I'm baptized, I belong to Christ.
Right.
and let your conscience be educated by the Word of God, not by feelings of guilt.
I mean, I believe all that, and I don't doubt my salvation at all. You know, it's just sometimes I find myself like, you know, when we were a member of the Worldwide Church of God, we had a judging character
right.
that was kind of ingrained in us, where
right.
we were quick to accuse others and before ourselves. And, you know, sometimes with my wife, which has been a big inspiration and part of my salvation, sometimes I was like, I'll tell her, we shouldn't be doing that on a Saturday, you know.
Yes.
And I try to suppress it, but it's very hard because so many years, you know, like you said, that has taken this from your life.
Well, on a humorous note, I have found that eating lobster or working on the Sabbath, the heavens don't cloud over. There are no thunderbolts or lightning bolts that come down to punish me.
Right. And one last question, I had a follow-up question, was what is the best way to witness, like for my parents that are still members? They're members now of the United Church of God, which is another splinter group.
Yes, yes, I'm familiar with that one as well.
Yeah.
Again, Chris, I think we earned the right to talk. You earned the right by being a loving son, by listening, not having to be right all the time, asking critical, probing questions, sometimes just dropping the seed and asking God to bless that seed. And it will take time. Don't expect that this is going to be an immediate transformation. With some people it is. With other people like myself, it took 30 years.
We're talking to Thomas Lapaca. A fascinating discussion today. Here is a man who came from cultism to the cross. He does not try to whitewash this, does not try to paper it over in some way, but is acknowledging the fact that he was a member of a cult, that he taught his own children false doctrine. But by the grace of God, through the power of the Holy Spirit, he has come, as he writes in his book, out of the shadows and has found God's truth in a world of deception. And now he's making a difference. He is equipping Christians to become so familiar with truth that when a counterfeit looms on the horizon, they'll know it instantaneously. It has been great having you on the broadcast.
Thank you very much, Hank. It's been a pleasure to be here.
Thomas Lapaca is going to stay right here for an extra hour once we go off the air. A lot of you are calling through and you want to talk to him. So for all of you hanging on right now, I'm going to give you an opportunity to ask your question to Thomas Lapaca. If you're dialing in, I'll try to get you through as well in the next hour. And by the way, we're going to play that on tomorrow's edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. So Tom's going to stay here for an extra hour. We'll continue our discussion. We'll take your calls, and we'll air it tomorrow on the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Again, the number to dial if you want to talk to Thomas Lapaca, 888-ASK-HANK, translates to 888-275-4265. Get a piece of paper and a pencil, jot down the number, 888-7000-CRI, and call, keep calling, get through, get a copy of Out of the Shadows, Finding God's Truth in a World of Deception. It's a must read. You can also find the book on the World Wide Web at equip.org. We'll see you next time right here on the Bible Answer Man broadcast with more.
We're coming up to the close of this edition of the Bible Answer Man, but first we wanted to thank Thomas Lapaca for joining us today. He'll be back for more dialogue with Hank tomorrow, so make sure you've got your radio tuned right here for that. We're also making Mr. Lapaca's book, Out of the Shadows, available through the Christian Research Institute. So call now to order, 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. You can also find it on our website at www.equip.org. Or you can write CRI, P.O. Box 7000, Rancho Santa Margarita, California. Or just remember RSM, California, zip 92688. The Bible Answer Man is a production of the Christian Research Institute.